Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. We had several first-hand witnesses of the event. These were all children. It is an exceptionally tragic day. It's an incredibly important conversation. I ask that we all stay informed. If you don't think this can't happen at your school, you are sadly mistaken.
That was Dr. James Scott Smith. He is St. Mary's County Superintendent. Joining us right now is Maryland Delegate Deb Ray, also from St. Mary's County. Deb, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, and good morning.
All right. We're here to talk about the shooting yesterday, the gunman dead. We had good guy with a gun, stop bad guy with a gun. So the safety plan in place seems to have worked in that school. What about statewide? Are these like school by school programs? Or is there a statewide plan? How are these plans decided?
Well, from my understanding, each school district comes up with their own plan. A couple of years ago, the state made the Center for School Safety, which is now established to help the school districts come up with their plans for school safety. And I'm sure you're aware that several pieces of legislation have been put forward this year, especially by the governor, to expand the Center for School Safety and expand school safety throughout the entire state.
In fact, we have cut 10 here. This is Governor Larry Hogan yesterday talking about that aggressive school safety plan, but saying the legislature has just failed so far. Here he is.
We've got one of the most aggressive school safety plans in America that we introduced several weeks ago as emergency legislation in Annapolis, and the legislature's failed to take action on it. We put $125 million into school safety, $50 million a year into additional school resource officers, like the great deputy sheriff that saved further people from being injured and killed today. But not every school has that opportunity. More mental health counselors.
All right, so Delegate Ray, will this change minds now that your community's gone through this in the legislature?
Oh, I think it will. I was talking with some of my fellow delegates last night, and they talked about how their areas are reacting about the sheriff's department putting more of an emphasis to get school resource officers into the schools. So I think this definitely will have an impact. You know, the legislation that the governor was talking about was his, I think it was HB 1815, which would create an education trust fund and put all the gaming revenues into a special fund specifically for school safety. So we would be looking at over $500 million starting in FY 2019, mm-hmm. going towards school safety, whether it's retrofitting the schools that we have now or as part of new school construction. And they actually had a hearing on it yesterday in appropriations.
Now, what's the status of students having somebody like, and by the way, let's name the guy, Deputy Blaine Gaskell, who responded so quickly and was able to avert this from becoming even more of a disaster yesterday. Obviously, a couple lives impacted by this greatly, but he ended up coming in at a critical moment. What is the status of having an officer like that available to every school in the state of Maryland?
Well, right now that comes down to really the police budget within the county and within Baltimore City, because the only people who can carry firearms on school property are sheriffs, the deputy sheriffs, the sheriff's officers, or you hire private security specifically for security of the campus. I know in our own county, we don't have a resource officer in every school. But I do know that our superintendent and our sheriff are looking at how much that would cost to make sure every school has a resource officer, and working with our county commissioners to secure the funding needed for that. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's just only one option towards improving school safety.
You know, we were just speaking about a story that has come out about a 15-year-old, I think it's in Grand Rapids, who was new to the school, was horribly bullied, told his parents about it. He was beat up. His tormentors, nothing happened to them. And he got to the point where he couldn't take it anymore. And he came to his parents and said, you know what, I stole some guns from Grandpa. Yeah. I have this whole plan. I'm really... And he went to his parents for help. They went to the authorities. This kid's now being charged. It seems to be turned upside down, where the tormentors, the bullies, don't really get punished. And they drive these kids to this point where they feel they have no other options left. That seems to be something that most of these shooters, if not all of them, have in common. And you talk about more money for mental health. Maybe that's where our priorities need to be changed a little bit here.
Well, agreed. And that's really going to come down for the school boards to make that balance. I mean, you know, the legislature can give the schools the money, you know, appropriated through the funds. But the school boards will have to determine where's the money going to be best used. Is it going to be put into more counselors and psychologists to help kids? Is it going to be put into hardening the schools? Or there's a balance in there. And, you know, we need to work with them to help them find the right balance.
Delegate Ray, I want to ask you about the gun involved here. So after all of these attacks, we always hear calls for gun control. In fact, on this very weekend, we're going to see the March for Our Lives, which is a gun control rally, happen in Washington, D.C. The gun used yesterday was a 9mm Glock. It's not a so-called assault weapon. It's very different, but it was used in a school shooting. Is there still an appetite in Maryland to go after guns in a more aggressive way, as I like literally doing gun control as a result of something like this?
Well, didn't the federal Democrats up at the federal level pretty much come out and say yes to that?
Yes.
I do see that in the Maryland General Assembly, that they want your guns.
Yeah.
I do.
And what's the rationale? I mean, the point is, like, my point is simply, when you look at the facts of each of these shootings, they don't bear out that gun control is going to be the solution, yet lawmakers consistently pursue this. And if you even question that, you're cast off as a crazy person.
Well, certain lawmakers pursue it. Because they, from my understanding, they believe that less guns mean less gun violence. But I don't subscribe to that philosophy at all. You know, I had a gentleman call me last night, and he knows my stance on the Second Amendment. You know, I'm an ardent Second Amendment supporter. And he called to try and change my mind. And in the end, he agreed more armed school resource officers is part of the answer. So it was like, all right, so you're comfortable with more arms being out there.
Yep.
It's just, I think it's, they're talking about who should have them.
Yeah, that's right. Deputy Gaskell had a gun, and that's why it ended
right, the
way it did. Delegate Ray, thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thank you very much. You all have a great day.
All right, your community is in our prayers. Thank you.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.